From Duval, Washington, it's the 407 Cast, a special holiday edition. Now, here's your host, Riverview School District Superintendent, Dr. Susan Leach. Wow. Packed house here in the studio.
Thank you. I don't often hear the intro, so I'm wondering if you have applause every week.
We want to have fun here on this podcast. The one time that I come on is when I don't have a voice, so I apologize.
Yeah. So let me introduce you. This is Tim Lamons, our communications director here in the Riverview School District. And you're right, you're usually on the other side of this production. I'm glad to have you joining me today, my sidekick.
I'm really excited about this program as we look back and into 2024 and talk about how far we've come. And before we jump in there, I just want to reflect on my 2024. It was probably one of the bigger years of my life as I accepted the job here and I packed my bags and moved out here from the state of Wisconsin, the only place I've ever lived. And I'm telling you, it has been an amazing experience. Working in this school district has been so refreshing. I come from, like you do, a much larger school district. The one I'm from is equivalent to the size of Lake Washington out in Wisconsin. And the way this community comes together and supports their schools and all the staff and just working in this community has been absolutely wonderful. I've only lived here 6 months. I think back to those interviews and when I was interviewing for the job, and I had a few options, but what really struck me about Riverview in those interviews was the amount of experience in those leaders sitting around that table. It was very impressive. And I know you've worked for much, much larger school districts. That's the kind of experience you see at a school district of 100,000 students. And so that was very impressive. Then moving forward over those next 6 months, that all panned out to be true. I mean, there are some great resources, great leaders working in district office and in our schools. And so that's been really refreshing to see. And it's been a great experience.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that. I feel exactly the same way. I often tell people that I'm not just saying this. Moving here and having the opportunity to lead this district and live in this community is truly one of the best things that's ever happened to me. It's a district that really distinguishes itself from other places I've been around the country. It's special and unique and not something you find everywhere. And I always say that because I hope that the people here who get to benefit from this don't take it for granted, because this is not something you find in every community.
Right. When I'm speaking to former colleagues or people back home and around the country, and they ask how things are going, and I'm going to steal this from you because this is the way you described it early on when I came here, is it is like living in a Hallmark movie. and I love Hallmark movies. Yeah. So that's definitely a compliment. And it's just a good feeling. And there's this tight-knit community and so much support for our schools coming from the community. Mm-hmm. You don't see that everywhere. So I think we got the best of both worlds here. So today's program, again, is looking back as we wind down 2024 and head into a holiday break here in a couple of days. We're going to have callers calling in and just sharing their experiences and their thoughts on 2024. But before we do that, I would like to ask you, Dr. Leach, looking back into 2024, what are some of the things that stand out?
I think probably the biggest thing is that this second half of the year, I didn't think it would take until my third year, but I would really say that this year, I feel like we've really started gaining momentum. We've spent a couple of years getting the right people in the right places and laying some foundation across the district. And now we're starting to see those things pay off. We have a principal team who are all now solidly in their second year, if not longer. We have some long tenured principals here, but we also have some new ones in. They are also picking up steam. We're really starting to see the fruits of our labor this year and things start to settle down. Another thing I'm proud of is that we, since I've been here, have been facing some budget challenges, and the way we handled this last year in terms of really surveying and talking to our constituents, whether that be our teachers, our principals, our students. We had sessions with students out to the community at large. to get feedback on what they thought and what their perceptions are around what our next step should be. And I think we made some really tough decisions, but we made decisions with our students in mind, and we added staff at our elementary schools, and that has made all the difference this year. That support was desperately needed, and we are really seeing the results and the benefits of that staff that we added there, and I'm really proud of the work we did around that.
I would say too that when you look at the school district and you look at the inside workings of it and get to know all the leaders that are pushing this district forward, we have the right formula to really make this an elite school district. Mm-hmm. And I know we're looking back into 2024, but it's hard not to look forward into 2025 and some of the things that we may be able to accomplish as a school district.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I say this all the time. I think we should be leading the pack in the state of Washington. We have all the pieces we need for this district to take off. This is already a great performing district with great staff and great students and great families and community support. Now we're ready to go even further than that. Now we're starting to see those things take off.
Like you said, that's that momentum that we're starting to feel. And we can't talk about this momentum and really starting to move the needle without mentioning our board of directors. I mean, they have been an amazing board in support of you and your leadership in this school district.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is pretty incredible about our board is the tenure. And why I say that is because they've been around long enough and they've seen enough things that they don't have a knee-jerk reaction every time something happens. They're very measured. They understand the cycles that school districts encounter. And they're really, in fact, our board in particular, they're very involved at the state level. Many of them have held positions at the state level. Our new board president, Danny Edwards, is just coming off of being immediate past president. And of course, prior to that, president of the Washington State School Directors Association. So they aren't just showing up for meetings. They're involved at a deeper level. They understand the work and they understand the role of the school board in running the district.
Anything else before we move into callers? Or do you want to just jump in? Let's just jump in to callers.
Let's jump in and see how this goes.
All right, let's jump in.
I believe our first one is Jack Madigan.
That's correct.
Stillwater Elementary School.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Dr. Leach. How are you?
Great. How are you, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing well. Getting excited for the break here. We're hanging in there. We got one last week. Things are going great.
Jack, Dr. Leach and I have been having this conversation, just kind of looking back at 2024 and talking about our achievements and challenges and things. And we're curious what you have to say about 2024 and everything that happened over at Stillwater.
Well, I tell you, this is an exciting time at Stillwater. It's an exciting time, I think, in our district in general, as our teachers are really coming together in professional learning teams. And they're focused on all their students. Each and every one of our kids needs to be learning at a high level, right? And in order to do that, our teachers need to constantly be looking at how they're doing, reviewing the data on the kids, and then trying to meet them where they're at. So that's been happening throughout from K-5 at the elementary level. It's just been wonderful seeing our teachers, seeing the depth of knowledge they have with their kids, and kids that need extra support are getting it. And when they identify students that are at or above grade level, they are finding ways to provide rigor, to extend their learning, and wash, rinse, repeat kind of cycles with identifying what our kids need to know and be able to do, and delivering on that. So it's been great.
Jack, one of the things I think you and your staff do particularly well is you all have a high level of technical expertise when it comes to instruction. But what I see when I go into your school every single time is kids having fun. And I think that they're having fun. They don't even realize they're learning a lot of the time because it's couched in fun. And the climate there is incredible. What's your secret to maintaining that kind of environment?
You know, I think the secret is the staff that we've been able to build over here. You know, they are committed to their children in their classrooms. The community is welcome. You know, we love our parent groups and our volunteers. You know, that helps us immensely. And, you know, we work hard, we play hard. We know that the kids in here know we love them. We make sure that we're keying in on where they're at emotionally as they're going through their day. And we try to be as responsive as quickly as we can. It's such rewarding but hard work. And it's harder than it's ever been. The folks that are here are lifers in education. I want them to get recharged and know that they deserve a nice break, first of all. When I take a look at the cool things that are going on here, I'd like to give some shout outs. I've been doing evaluations and observations, and I went into a classroom yesterday and was completely blown away. You know, the kids are working on some division multiplication math, and I'm taking a look at some of the problems. And a student's names from the classroom are in the word problems. And the information is talking about seashells. And this student had just come back from a vacation. He was collecting seashells. He was so excited to like solve this division problem about the seashells that he had collected that he now has to equally distribute to these amount of kids. It was beautiful. And then I walk over and the teacher is working with a small group. And these are students that academically, you just aren't at the same level where, you know, we want them to be. They're doing the same work. The math, the numbers were changed, right? To help them access it at their level with manipulatives and everything set up. And they were diving in and getting grade level curriculum delivered to them at their level. And they were eating it up. It just was so great. And then all of a sudden the teacher pauses. It's like, okay, you know, we got a couple hawk feathers coming out there. We have a spotter, and she calls the student's name, and the student's like, oh, this student, this is what I'm seeing. And they put a rubric up on what quality participation looks like. And I just pause and say, where'd this come from? And the kids yelled out, we wrote it. Like they That's built awesome. Their rubric.
What you're describing, Jack, to me is what separates Riverview from other places I've been. Just that real passion about reaching all of our kids.
Well, I tell you, I see, you know, great things happening all around. You know, this one was actually a new teacher that we hired, Mrs. Hayes. And as I'm walking out, I'm like, Mrs. Hayes, I knew you were good, but oh my goodness, wow. And she says, well, You hired me. And I'm like, okay, I did. But goodness gracious, this is something special. So we're bringing in great people, people that want to be, you know, people that have been in other districts and it's not working for them. And we are a destination district. And so it's exciting, very excited to see how her voyage continues here. Can't wait to see her in building leadership opportunities and learning from one another.
That's incredible. Jack, I know you're very busy, but I just wanted to thank you for calling in. It was so fun to talk to you today, and congratulations on a great first half of the year, and we look forward to seeing what you do the second half of the year.
It's a team, right? We're working hard. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, take care.
So one of my favorite memories of Jack and Stillwater Elementary are when I first arrived at the district. One of my first events that I had to attend was the Back to School Bash at Stillwater Elementary. And I remember driving there and thinking, you know, that there might be 20 people there. My background was in large urban districts, and those school districts were always challenged with parent participation. So having 20 families or 20 people at an event was considered pretty typical. When I got there, the campus was wall-to-wall people. I waded through the crowd. I found Jack, and I said, I can't believe how many people are here. Is this typical? And he said, oh, yeah, we have 99% of our families here. And I remember going back to my car and texting our board and saying, in my whole career, I've never seen that kind of participation. Now that I'm in my third year, I see that's just typical for Stillwater. It's typical for most of our schools, actually. It's just one of the reasons I say this is such an incredible place. But the relationship that Jack has with his community there is really incredible. Tim, I think we might have another caller waiting.
We have Mary.
Mary Mormon. Mary Mormon. Cherry Valley Elementary. Awesome.
Hello, Mary. Are you there?
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Mary. It's so good to hear from you today.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mary, we have been talking about, as we bring this year to a close, looking at things that have gone well and maybe some challenges. What are you thinking about as 2024 comes to a close at Cherry Valley Elementary?
Well, this is my second year in the principalship, and so I feel a little more grounded than I did last year, which is an awesome way to feel. I have to say, one of the greatest things, which is still a real big work in progress, is the implementation of the professional learning communities, or PLCs. Mm-hmm. I feel like this has provided us the intentional time to look deeper at what we are teaching and how we are teaching it, making sure that we're putting the emphasis on the standards that will greatly impact students throughout their education and support them. I also feel that it's allowed for a greater collaboration between our multilingual department and our special ed programs. It's allowed for the alignment with our gen ed classrooms, and this practice increases the support for our students participating to better access their classroom content, which leads to greater student outcomes.
Mary, I know you're somebody who's just so intimately involved in the instructional practices in your building. And one of the things that our elementaries did this year was add in some intervention time. Can you just talk about what that looks like and why it's so different and so much better for students than what we have done previously?
Sure. So thinking about the PLC work again, because we have that time to intentionally look at student data, I'm going to give the example of our third grade team. They were able to take that data and sort it and quickly form instructional groupings. And they have implemented what they call MARCH, which is math and reading cheetahs. And so each teacher is taking a different group and teaching kids, meeting them where they are in that math standard and increasing their abilities in that. It also gives the kids that opportunity to maybe hear it from somebody else and also work with some different peers that could also increase their comprehension. And we're seeing great outcomes from this.
As you look back onto 2024, as we wind down the year, is there anything special that sticks out?
Oh, there's a lot of things that definitely stick out and make me feel great about this job and this community. I just have to say that I just love the deeper relationships that I have built with the students and the families, and just literally every morning greeting those kids when they're coming in and seeing their smiles and seeing their face brighten when they see me. That just makes it all worthwhile.
I know they feel the same way about you, Mary.
Well, thank you. I'd love to say to my staff and students and families and even the community that I really appreciate all the love and support that I receive from everybody, and that I hope they have a wonderful holiday break.
Thank you, Mary. I hope you get some downtime, time to relax and rejuvenate over that break as well.
Thank you. You the same.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Bye.
She is just an incredible principal. She is in her second year at Cherry Valley, but you would never know that she is a second year principal. I will say that when I came to the district, Mary was a professional learning leader. And honestly, she was a standout to me immediately, somebody that I thought would be really fun to develop and see what she could do. And at one point, she was looking for leadership positions outside the district, and we just didn't have anything at the time. And I was praying that we would have something open up before we lost her, or that we at some point would be able to get her back. And then the stars aligned and something opened up and she applied, and it's been a great fit. The staff at Cherry Valley is amazing. Yeah. They are an incredibly proficient staff. But the pairing of Mary with that staff has been incredible, and happy for the students and families at that school that they get such a great team.
I think we have Mary Lee over at the Riverview Learning Center online. Hi. Hello, Mary Lee.
Hi, Mary Lee.
Hi, Dr. Leach.
Well, welcome to the 407 cast. This is our special holiday edition, and we are grateful that you were able to call in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Mary Lee, we've been talking to everyone about 2024 as it draws to a close. I wonder if anything stands out to you, any special accomplishments, achievements, things that come to mind as the year draws to a close?
Yeah, thanks. I'm so glad that you asked. I have a few thoughts, actually. So at the Riverview Learning Center, we like to say the RLC is the place to be, and we really are off to such a great school year. And we've had just such wonderful support from our school community, and it really takes everyone, our students, our staff, and families to contribute to such a positive and collaborative experience for everyone. Some specific things that I'm proud of that I'm reflecting on is really just our student population. They're showing up every day and really are keeping a focus on learning. And they really do an outstanding job of keeping our three R's, respectful, responsible, resilient, in mind as they go about their school day. And I just appreciate how curious our students are. And I love how we can incorporate their personal interests and their future goals into their individual learning plans that we do for all of our students here at the Riverview Learning Center. And I'm just appreciative of how supportive our families are in collaborating with us on those plans and what a positive difference it makes for our kids. I'm also proud of our amazing RLC staff. They work tirelessly each and every day in their unique roles to support the learning and development of our students. We're continuing to make experiential learning a priority and making connections to learning beyond the classroom. And so I'm really proud of this work because we're seeing this come to life through field trips that we're doing to learn about our past, such as a recent field trip parade students went on visiting the History Museum and the Museum of Glass in Tacoma, thinking about our future opportunities. Cliff just took a field trip to Bellevue College and got to learn about opportunities there, as well as our environment. So both Cliff and Parade, they've gone to the Issaquah Fish Hatchery, for example. And so we're really committed to supporting students in making connections to life beyond the classroom walls and also to their post-secondary planning and what they want to do after high school. And so our staff really have been providing intentional experiences and opportunities for students this year to explore future careers through career day speakers, internships, and workshops where they're learning how to write a resume or do mock interviews. And so that's also just something that it really is making a difference for our students as they're thinking about the future. And I'm also just really proud of the work our staff is doing to integrate CTE or career and technical education courses that support our students with their path to graduation and beyond. So lots of great things happening in both Parade and Clip here at the Riverview Learning Center.
Is there a thing that, as you look back into 2024, that stands out?
I really loved at the start of this year, our CLIP students had a unique field trip opportunity where we partnered with Empower Youth Network. So we actually had our CLIP students go over to EYN and we did an experience where students got to build connections and team building with each other as a way to start the year. And I just loved that because I love when we get to partner with local organizations that are doing so much to support our schools and our community, and doing that work with our students, with EYN, and having staff participate really just set the students and the staff up for working together positively this year. And so the takeaways from that, the collective commitments that they made in terms of how they treat each other and how they work together and really kind of solidifying why they're here. I'm really seeing how that's playing out in the classroom. And so that just is something that was really special that we did at the start of the year. And I'm continuing to see the effects of those partnerships as we keep working with groups like EYN to support students in their learning.
Marilee, one of the things that I would hear repeatedly when I came to the district was that the RLC is Riverview's best kept secret. But I just want to say that I think you have been working tirelessly to elevate this school in the community so that more people know about it, more people know the benefits to students. And I can tell you, whenever I run into a parent who has had a child at that school, they speak with nothing but gratitude and fondness for the experience that their children had there. And I think that's a huge testament to you and your staff.
Well, thank you. We are all committed to being here and supporting our students and families. And we are all at the RLC because we choose to be and we love what we do. So thank you.
It's evident. Marilee, thank you. I know you're very busy, but I sure appreciate the time you took to call in and chat with us today. I hope you have a really amazing holiday.
Well, thanks so much and have a great break and go Ravens.
Yeah, go Ravens.
you know, Marilee is a great principal. She's a great fit for that school. When I came to this district, her name was one that was brought to me repeatedly about someone that we needed to get back into this district. She is a former employee who had gone to the Issaquah School District, and her name kept coming up. And eventually we did have an opening, and she has been a great fit there. And I'm really, really glad that she's part of our leadership team in the district.
I think our next caller is Michelle Frank, principal over at Carnation Elementary. Hello, Michelle. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Michelle, as we wrap up 2024, we've been asking our other principals if they have any thoughts, anything that comes to mind as they're thinking about the year drawing to a close, celebrations, achievements, challenges.
I don't know where to start. It's been a really successful year here at Carnation. I would say the biggest celebration that we have is the consistent support that I have to be able to get into classrooms. And that support was the addition of a dean of students. Mm. And not only did that support help, it's changed our whole culture. We're just able to handle little problems immediately before they become really big problems. And there's Adam Dalrosso and I are very similar. We really believe that discipline is a learning opportunity for students. And so really being able to have that time to reteach expectations and be able to see kids practice those expectations. So yeah, it's been an amazing year. We got to kick off our year unveiling a beautiful collaborative art piece that was all of our students, our staff, and our community members and our families got to glaze a salmon, and we have a river flowing into our school and a river flowing to our salmon tank.
If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go down there. I mean, just talking about it doesn't do it justice. It really, truly is a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's definitely worth a drive by Carnation Elementary to see that salmon installation. It's incredible.
Michelle, any things that kind of stick out in your head when you're thinking about 2024?
Well, I had a funny story today.
Yes.
So we were down on sus today, and just so happens to be both of our kindergarten teachers are out. One's on a field trip with her son, and the other one is pretty sick. And our PE teacher had the morning off because fifth grade are on a field trip. So our PE teacher that was transferred from the high school is teaching kindergarten this morning.
I would love to.
So I went to check on him.
How is he doing?
He's doing amazing. He's an amazing PE teacher, and we couldn't be happier to having him here at Carnation. And I said, oh, just checking on you. I never thought I'd see you teach kindergarten. He goes, I think I saw that movie once.
We may have to get him on the podcast and just kind of talk about his experience. Well, that's really funny. Thank you for sharing that with us, Michelle.
He was missing the Santa hat. I should have got him a Santa hat that lights up, and then he'd have been a rock star.
Michelle, thank you. I needed that today. I know you are super busy, and I also know that you're running off to sub in a classroom, so we are not going to hold you up any longer, but thank you for the laugh, and thank you for calling in today. I hope you have a wonderful
holiday. You are welcome. Yeah, and I wish everyone a wonderful holiday, and I hope everybody rejuvenates and finds something relaxing to do over the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Have a good day. The salmon artwork over at Carnation, that is a project that really is indicative. I know you've said it several times, Dr. Leach. It's just a great example of how this community comes together and rallies for one of our schools.
Absolutely. Michelle worked and collaborated quite a bit with both the PTSA, who spearheaded this project, and the Lee Arts Foundation. The amount of hours that went into that project is, as you said, is just a testament to what this community is capable of. And it has been amazing. And they're not done yet. They have more ideas and more things they want to do, but Michelle has been a really great conduit between those organizations and the district in seeing these projects through.
Dr. Leach, now we're right to that point where I start playing the music to a signal that we are running out of time. And fortunately for our holiday edition, that's where we're at. But before we go, do you have any parting words as we break for the holidays?
I do. First, I just want to thank you, Tim. You've been the engine behind this podcast, and I appreciate that. It's been fun for me, and it's really been wonderful for us to be able to elevate our staff to the community. I think it's worth every minute we spend on it. But also to our community, our families, our staff, and our students. I hope you all have a really great holiday. Get some rest and rejuvenation, but get away from it and take some time to reward yourself. Everyone has worked so hard this fall semester. I'm excited to see what we do in the new year when we're all back together. So I hope you all have a great holiday season, and I look forward to seeing you in January, and we will be back here.
January 9th will be the next program, so we're going to take a couple weeks, recharge our batteries. Dr. Leach, I want to also wish you and your family a great holiday, and I hope you have safe travels. I'm looking forward to 2025 and what that has to bring.
Thank you to all of our listeners. I will see you back here on January 9th when we'll talk about all things education.